Details of five new scientific research centres will be announced today. €245 million in state and industry funding will be invested over 6 years. The Minister of State with responsibility for skills, research and innovation, Damien English, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are things?
Not so bad at all, thank you. Will you give us an idea of what it is that these centres will do?
Yeah, basically the Science Foundation Ireland, which kind of channeled investment from the government in this area, they're trying to focus the money into five key research centres which will build up expertise in areas of importance to Ireland and areas where we think we'll do well. The centres will be based around the country, channeling taxpayers' money along with money from industry as well. So in total, there's 245 million. It'll imply directly 700 researchers, along with a lot more as well. So what they're doing here is they're going to focus on developing products, processes and commercialisation of research in this area that will lead on to jobs, will lead on to innovative ideas in the medical devices sector, in networks and telecommunications and areas like that, which will lead on to, you know, hopefully new companies being spun out and new research that will be used by our larger companies, multinationals, which will create jobs and win market share of products in the future as well.
But in the short term, how many jobs will actually be created, or is this about shoring up jobs that are already there?
This is building on the capacity that's been generated over the last 10 years in this country. We've been doing very well to build up our basic research. Now we want to apply that research to turn out jobs and to lead to commercialisation. It will, you know, over the years we probably had a lot of small research centres in Ireland, but now we're trying to go for large areas that will have impact. There were seven big in 2013. This is five more now, and it's to channel the money to maximise the benefit in relation to industry money as well as taxpayers' money. Channel to all the research institutions to bring in the top guys from all over the country and probably all over the world as well to focus on areas where Ireland can excel. So we've no doubt this will lead on to jobs. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's quite, you know, it's improving and it will work.
As you say, industry will be providing a sizeable part of the funding, €90 million of the total. Does this mean that these companies, Google, Microsoft, Tullow Oil and others, that they'll have a sizeable say in the process as well?
Well, I mean, everything's worked out together. You're right, about 70% of the money will be taxpayers' money coming through all the various institutions, and about 30% of their money. So they'll have a fair say, but the whole idea here is to build collaboration, is to have industry and our research community working together and, you know, putting the best brains of the best money together to get the best results. So it's worked quite well in the past. We've had a number of these centres already and they're telling us great results and have led on to jobs as well. We know that a lot of companies too sit okay in Ireland because of our capacity we built up in the research area and our reputation has been built up. So people recognise the talent that's in Ireland. Okay. And our aim now is to focus that talent to make sure it builds for the future. And you're right, it's to give us the capacity to be able to grow our companies and our startups for the future as well.
All right. As you're with us, the subject that everybody has been talking about over the past couple of weeks, including those within Fine Gael, Irish Water, can it be right that employees whose performance is deemed to be in need of improvement, that they can get bonuses?
Well, first of all, we have to get the full picture of this. I mean, what's been reported is the bonus structure that's in Bord Gáis. We always knew that Irish Water would probably be ran along the same line as Bord Gáis, but we have to get the full details here to see exactly what's in question. I think the concern.
Well, did we not get the full details yesterday? I mean, our colleague here in RT, John Burke, he had the full list of people's entitlements.
Well, my understanding is that no bonus have been paid out at all yet, or committed to.
But that's because it's a new company. It doesn't mean that bonuses won't be paid out in the near future.
Yeah, but the structure we've seen yesterday is in relation to the Bord Gáis structure. We haven't seen the structure for Irish Water. The concern here is, does this add to the cost? And it certainly should not.
But this is the Irish Water structure. It was confirmed surely by the company in a statement. It's just the same as the Bord Gáis structure.
Yeah, they're saying that is built into their payment plan is a kind of a bonus system, which they, as a commercial entity, they hope that it will drive productivity. We have to make sure that this does have achieve the three aims here, which is, you know, to improve the quality of water, to fix all the leaks and the pipes and so on, to have a water supply that can feed into an economy of Ireland, not like the situation in Dublin where you only have one day supply of water at any given time. So the three targets here for Irish Water to achieve, and number, you know, and we have to make sure that they can achieve that. But they have a structure built in which probably involves some sort of payment structure or pay-related pay or bonus-related pay, we have to see, is that right? The regulator here sets the price to the consumer, so I don't believe this will impact on the cost to anybody paying for the water. I want to make sure it isn't that.
And what's your own view then? I mean, can it be right that an individual employee whose performance is deemed to be in need of improvement, that employee can get a bonus?
Well, in my view, no one's earned a bonus yet in this situation, because there's a lot of misinformation about Irish Water, there's a lot of confusion out there, and we have to sort all that out, and people have to know exactly what they're going to get.
When you say misinformation, what do you mean?
Well, people out there are still slightly confused over how the thing works, so there's an information gap, and that is the job of Irish Water to fill that gap and to provide the information people know. Look, there's always going to be a certain percentage who never want to pay. There's then a high percentage who find it very difficult to pay and very hard. But everybody needs to know exactly what they're paying for, what the allowance for, and how it affects them. And there's some, you know, in relation to last week, we had landlords with some misinformation there. So there has to be clarity here. Everybody has to know exactly what they're going to get and what it's going to cost.
All right, clear on it then, are you saying that you don't have any particular problem with this bonus structure?
Of course I would have a problem if bonuses are paid out wrongly or willy-nilly to people who aren't doing a good job. But if there's a payment plan put in place that seems to have worked in Bordgosh, that will drive productivity, which will drive our aims here, which is to achieve a top quality water system. If it achieves that at no extra cost or necessary cost to the consumer, then that's okay with me. But that's why I said I want to see the full story here, because we don't want a bonus structure that just gives money away and ends up costing the consumer a lot more money for the water. That's not acceptable. Or a bonus structure that drives productivity, that drives solutions, that does give value for money and does give the results to the consumer, which is the taxpayer who wants, you know, who is using the water, then that's acceptable. But that's what I want to check. I want to make sure that it is an acceptable procedure.
Just one final question then in relation to Irish Water. It was reported in a number of the papers yesterday that senior coalition figures have discussed the need to replace the chief executive of the company and indeed the company's board. Should there be change at the top, do you think?
Well, my understanding is there's going to be changes in November, because the board's time was up in July and it's got an extension now until November. So there is going to be structural changes. I'm not close enough to that in that department to see exactly what those changes are going to be. But I think we have a system here which is going to change. So we'll have to see how that pans out over the next couple of weeks.
All right, Damien English, thanks indeed for joining us. That was the Minister of State with responsibility for skills, research and innovation at 29 minutes to 9.